Silver Penny Stories. This audio has been published, recorded, and copyrighted by Two Ponds. All rights reserved. No part of this recording may be copied or re-recorded without prior permission from the publisher.
The Three Little Pigs by Diane Nung. Illustrated by Scott Wakefield. When you hear this sound, it's time to turn the page. Once upon a time, in a tiny cottage, there lived three very different little pigs. Mother Pig did her best to take care of them. Until one day, the smartest pig said,
"Mother, it is time for us to leave and build our own homes."
The lazy pig and the not-so-very-clever pig did not want to leave. But at last they agreed. Mother Pig kissed them goodbye. The three little pigs came to a crossroads.
"I will build right here," said the lazy pig.
"I will build right there,"
said the not-so-very-clever pig.
"I will build way up there," said the smartest pig,
pointing to the top of a hill.
"Brothers," said the smartest pig, "work hard and build strong houses, and remember the big bad wolf."
"Fiddlesticks,"
said the other two.
We don't care about him.
The three little pigs went their separate ways. The lazy pig built his house of straw. The not-so-very-clever pig built his house of sticks. And the smartest pig built his house of bricks.
"Time for sleep,"
yawned the lazy pig.
"Time for games,"
laughed the not-so-very-clever pig.
"Time for dinner,"
said the smartest pig. So he made a fire and put a stew pot on to boil. Along came the big bad wolf. He saw the lazy pig's house of straw. He grinned a wolfish grin. He knocked on the door and sang,
"Little pig, let me in."
"Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," said the lazy pig.
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down,"
said the big bad wolf. And that's what he did. The lazy pig ran to his brother's house of sticks.
"The big bad wolf huffed and puffed and blew my house down,"
squealed the lazy pig.
"And he's on his way here."
Along came the big bad wolf. He saw the not-so-very-clever pig's house of sticks. He grinned a wolfish grin. He knocked on the door and sang,
little pig, let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin, said the not-so-very-clever pig.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down, said the big bad wolf.
And that's what he did.
Oh!
The lazy pig and the not-so-very-clever pig ran to their brother's house of bricks.
The big bad wolf huffed and puffed and blew our houses down,
they squealed.
And he's on his way here.
Along came the big bad wolf. He saw the smartest pig's house of bricks. He grinned a wolfish grin. He knocked on the door and sang,
little pig, let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin, said the smartest pig.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down, said the big bad wolf.
So he huffed, and he puffed. He puffed, and he huffed.
Ooh, ooh.
But the big bad wolf could not blow down the house of bricks. The pigs laughed.
No way in, not by the hairs of our chinny chin chins. Ha ha!
The wolf is gone!
The little pigs sang. The smartest pig said,
I've made stew for dinner. Let's eat.
He headed for the boiling stew pot on the fire. But the big bad wolf circled the house. He looked down. He looked up. He grinned a wolfish grin. The big bad wolf crawled up onto the roof and climbed down into the chimney. Just as the smartest pig uncovered the boiling pot, down, down, down went the wolf into the chimney. Suddenly, there was a splash and a howl. The big bad wolf dropped right into the boiling pot.
Help me out! Help me out!
The big bad wolf shouted.
Not by the hairs of our chinny chin chins,
sang the pigs. Instantly, the smartest pig covered the pot. The three little pigs had wolf stew to last them for a month. And they lived happily ever after in the sturdy house of bricks.